Hey, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. You know, when the weather gets cold and the inside air gets sort of desert dry like it seems to be in my living room, that's fine for succulents. They are survivors. And as long as they have a warm, sunny spot, they love those dry conditions. Now, succulents aren't only one plant family, but rather a wide variety of plants from many different families. And they all have the ability to store water for long periods of time. You probably already grow many of them. Things like cacti, aloe vera, sedum, calancho, hen and chicks, and jade plant are all considered succulents. And some have the thick leaves for storing water, and those with no leaves store water in their stems, while even others store water in underground in their roots. They are all native to arid regions around the globe, where often the only moisture they receive is in the form of dew, mist, or perhaps sea fog, and they've evolved over the centuries to withstand periods of drought. As houseplants, all they need is a place and a warm, sunny windowsill and a bit of water, certainly never more than once a week, and some need even less water in winter if they've gone dormant. You can go on vacation and not worry about them dying from neglect. They won't miss you a bit. Now, since succulents are 90% water, you certainly can skip a few waterings with no ill effects. Now, soggy roots are more deadly to them than not enough water, and clay pots are probably best to keep them in. Use a fast-draining potting soil, like a mix specific for cacti, or make your own from equal parts of potting soil, sharp sand, and perlite. Many succulents have fibrous root systems, and they prefer a shallow pot to a deeper one. Now, many of these plants are truly bizarre looking, while others are quite beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, remember? Succulents are a great starter plant for those with block thumbs or for children, all who can appreciate their very weird appearance. Now, many succulents are readily available at your local greenhouse or garden center. The big box stores can't even kill them. And even if you come out to a horticultural meeting, you'll probably find we all have many jade plants and things like that that we'd probably be willing to share or to give you a plantlet off of. But here are some other interesting succulents to look for. Lithops give a new meaning to the term pet rocks. They're often called living stones. They have two fat leaves that are fused together with a single crack between them. And by late summer, a yellow or white daisy-like flower often emerges from that crack. After blossoming, the old leaves will die off and new ones will take their place. Another rock-like succulent has smooth, rounded leaves. It's also known as ice plants. They're easy to grow and their flowers appear in late winter. Another one has the common name tiger jaws from the white spines along the edges of the leaf. It needs quite a dry period in winter, but will reward you with yellow blossoms in the summer. A large genus of plants, mostly hailing from Mexico, has rosettes of fleshy leaves that are similar to the hardy hens and chicks that we grow outdoors. They offer a wide range of leaf colors from dusty gray to bright green, red, purple, pinkish, blue-green, and even black, and they bloom in summer. Another large genus of the succulents, not all of them are succulents, the one is called Blue Fingers. It has long, pencil-shaped, silvery leaves. Another is a string of beads and has tiny, round leaves growing on long stems, perfect for hanging baskets. Now, you've probably seen these strings of beads, lots of different names for them. Some of the succulents only grow 6 inches tall. There's one that looks like a little bonsai tree. It has thick, above-ground roots with fleshy gray-green leaves on top, and it will produce magenta flowers in summer or spring. Now, if you can't decide which one to buy, get several and group them together in a broad, shallow dish. Make a garden of it if you like. This is Nancy Thompson from Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day.